USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is still noncommittal over whether he'll sign a border security deal to avert a second government shutdown.
We'll be looking for landmines because you could have that.
Despite claiming earlier this week that Democrats would shoulder the blame for another government shutdown, the president said another one might have to happen.
I don't want to see a shutdown.
He hinted that if he does sign the deal, he could still use his executive power to secure further funding for the wall. Paul Manafort, the president's former campaign manager, breached his plea agreement with the special counsel's office. A federal judge said Manafort lied to prosecutors about matters that are material to its Russia probe, including his communications with his former business partner, Konstantin Kilimnik, who prosecutors say had ties to the Russian intelligence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
The Senate Armed Services Committee heard disturbing testimony on shoddy housing for many military families. Housing advocate Crystal Cornwall.
I have felt the helplessness of a fellow Marine Corps spouse as she held her new baby and sobbed while we stood under a collapsing, moldy ceiling in her home at Camp Lejeune.
A survey of nearly 15,000 military families found most are dissatisfied with their housing and cite serious health and safety concerns. NASA's longest-running rover on Mars, Opportunity, has made its final contacts years after it landed on the red planet. The rover surprised everyone as it was only supposed to last 3 months, but it lasted more than 14 years. Among its findings, evidence that Mars may have been able to support life at one time, as Opportunity and its long-dead brother Spirit discovered that ancient Mars had water flowing on its surface. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Cupid is about to make his annual appearance, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some history about Valentine's Day.
Joining me on the USA Radio Networks is Jackie Thomas. Jackie's an authoress, a poetess, and she also hosts her own podcast. You can find out more about her by checking out aromanticperspective.com. All right, well, Jackie, as many folks get ready to celebrate Valentine's Day, I thought I'd bring you on. It'd be a great idea if we talked about some things that couples must do to celebrate Valentine's Day and why Valentine's Day is even important at all for us to be celebrating.
A lot of people don't understand that this is not just a holiday to sell cards. Cards are a nice part of it, but this is actually truly a celebration that dates back to over 1,000 years ago to honor Saint Valentine. And it's said that he performed secret marriages to couples who were in love, because at the time it was against the law for couples to get married under the Roman Emperor Claudius II, because he wanted the men to dedicate themselves completely to war. So St. Valentine made it possible for them to culminate their romance and have a marriage in a real true relationship. So today we celebrate him and romantic relationships that he helped defend.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.